be with you.
Good afternoon.
I bring you greetings from Hope Church.
I want
to ask you this afternoon, we're going to take a look at the idea of how God may speak to us through the Bible, through His Word. I want to ask you this question first as we begin to look at His Word. What if things around us could speak? Things like this podium here or these flowers.
比如说这个讲台, 或者这瓶花, 都会讲话。
What if my shoe could speak?
如果我的鞋会说话, 会怎么样呢?
Or these seats that you're sitting on today.
或者你们坐的椅子会说话。
Or the computer back there.
或者是电脑也会讲话。
What would they say?
他们会说什么呢?
We would be able to understand them.
我们可能也听不懂吧。
I would suggest to you this afternoon that God, the creator of heaven and earth, is speaking. And he's asking, are you listening?
所以今天我要告诉大家的就是, 神其实一直在对我们讲话了,但是我们在听吗?
Think about this concept that if there is a God,
你们好好想一想, 如果世界上有一位神,
and I believe that as you look around you, the natural world that he has created screams that there was a designer and a creator of all of this.
如果你们环顾四周, 看到他亲手所造的这些东西, 都大声地说, 都告诉你们他的存在。
And if he made us and he created us for a certain purpose,
如果他把我们造出来, 是有目的的。
And I would suggest to you that our hearts testify to that fact.
我就建议大家扪心自问。
And doesn't it stand to reason that he would want to communicate with us and let us know what that purpose is and instruct us and lead us.
那你们就想一想, 肯定他有一个造我们有理由, 并且呢, 他是要让我们知道这个理由的。
So how does God speak? How do we know what he's saying? How do we understand when God is speaking?
那么神怎么对我们讲话呢? 我们怎么明白他的话呢?
We read back in the Bible about a man named Moses. And he was out in the desert, and he heard God speaking to him through a bush.
在旧约里面, 摩西曾经在荆棘丛里面听到神对他讲话。
Any of you ever heard God speaking to you through a bush?
你们有没有人也从草堆里面听见神对你讲话呢?
I haven't heard that.
牧师本人没有经历过。
And so we wonder sometimes as we read about people in the Bible, does God still communicate in the same ways? And can we hear his voice today?
所以呢, 今天神怎么对我们讲话, 我们怎么能听到他的话语呢?
I believe he speaks powerfully and loudly and clearly, and he does it primarily through the Bible, through his word.
牧师认为神主要是通过圣经, 在大声地, 清楚地, 告诉我们他的目的, 意图。
We're going to look at a passage that was just read from Psalm 19 this afternoon and see what types of words God might speak to us.
我们就看看刚才读的诗篇19篇, 神都对我们讲什么样的话呢?
Perhaps today some of you will even be surprised because maybe you think, well, the only things that God would tell me would be about religious kinds of things.
你们也许觉得没什么好研究的, 因为神无非是告诉你一些关于宗教的事情吧。
If you go to a doctor, you probably expect him just to talk about medical things.
就像你去看医生的时候, 那你就知道医生会对你讲关于医学方面的。
If you're in school and you're taking a class in mathematics, you expect your teacher to talk about math.
你去学校上数学课, 那教师肯定是对你讲数学方面的问题。
If you happen to work somewhere in the finance industry, and you go to work, you expect the people there are going to talk all about finance and money.
你要是在金融业工作的话, 你每天去上班, 听到的都是关于钱财和金钱的话题。
But let's not put God in a box and make him appear to just deal with a small element of our lives.
我请你不要把神局限在你自己的框框里面。
One of the most fascinating things to me about the Bible is how it speaks to many areas of our lives.
让人震惊的是，神其实通过圣经来给我们告诉我们许多生活各方面的事情。
So let's look together in Psalm 19 as we look at some of these specific kinds of words that God desires to speak to us.
所以今天我们就看一看诗篇十九篇，看看神在对我们说什么样的话。
The first section I want to look at is verses 1 to 6 as we see the type of revealing words that he speaks to us.
第一部分就是从第一节到第六节，是神告诉我们他的启迪和启示。
Does the heavens declare the glory of God? The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from its pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.It rises at one end of the heaven and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
诸天述说神的荣耀，苍穹传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被他隐藏，不得他的热气。
But the psalmist here is telling us is that one of the ways that God speaks to us is through all that he has made.
这里告诉我们的就是神通过他所造之物，每一件东西都在传扬他的荣耀。
And he uses first the example of the heavens or the universe around us.
第一个例证就是他神所造的宇宙苍穹。
He tells us that there is no place on earth you can go, no language that is spoken where people can't hear God speak through nature, through what he has made.
他就说无论我们到哪里，无论你听得懂听不懂人的言语，你也应该知道这些事情所昭示我们是关于神的知识。
And for years I've had the opportunity to enjoy some of God's natural wonder and learn more about him, his attributes and his nature.From observing what he has made.
牧师曾经有幸能够见识到神所造的大自然的一些奇景，让他自己也体会到神造这些东西时候的一些事情。
Have you ever looked up at the stars at night on a dark night and seen just the thousands and thousands of stars in what a vast, huge universe it is?
你们有没有曾经仰望星空，看到天上成千上万的星星？
You consider how vast and how awesome and how powerful God is from that.
你们有没有曾经惊叹神是多么的伟大奇妙？
Or perhaps you look at some giant mountains, or you look out over the ocean, and it just seems to go on forever.
也许你也曾经看过高山河流。
We learn about how God is eternal and how God is so much bigger than anything we can comprehend about His power, His might.
让你想到神的无穷无尽和他的伟大。
We look at animals that he's made, and we see how they interact, and just the incredible color and variety of the species that he's blessed us with here on this earth.
我们看到地球上如此众多的物种，这么多的颜色品种。
We see God's creativity show up in those aspects, and we see him.Teaching us things through all of these things that he's made.
我们就惊叹神的创造力，并且感谢他的这些创造。
Well, what an awesome experience! I'm sure some of you have experienced yourself to be standing in a waiting room of a hospital while your baby is born.
你们当中很多人都曾经经历过在医院里面等候自己的婴儿降生的时候。
You see this tiny little human being.Come out of a mother's womb and enter into the world.
你们看到这么一个小小的婴儿，竟然能够生出来。
And you look at the delicate little toes and the little fingers and the little eyes and just the marvel that this life was created inside of a person and now will grow up to become a human being.
你们看到婴儿的小手、小脚、小眼睛，就会很惊讶，说这么一个小东西里面竟然就有生命。
Those are all moments to stand in awe of God's creation and moments to allow His creation to speak words to us.
这些都是神让我们在生命中感受到他的创造力的奇妙。
The psalmist goes on from there, however, and he says that while there is this grand speech of nature, there is also a very specific speech that God reserves for His word, the Bible.
就像十九篇里面讲到，神通过他所写的圣经，也来向世界万邦的人民都在传述这个同一种的信息。
So what kind of words does God speak to us through the Bible that are relevant for our life today?
那么今天，与我们生命生活有关的这些神的话语又是什么样呢？
Well, first, let's look at verse 7 of Psalm 19.
我们先看第七节。
Where the psalmist tells us the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
他说耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。
The second type of words after revealing words is he's showing us here that God gives us reviving words.
所以呢，神不仅对我们有启示的话语，也给我们苏醒人心的话语。
Have you ever been exhausted physically?
你们有没有觉得身心疲惫呢？
Have you ever been desperately hungry or thirsty?
你有没有感觉到极度的饥渴？
We know these physical needs where we experience this weariness or this depletion of our physical energy, and we need to be revived spiritually.
当我们经历这种身体上的极度的疲惫缺乏时，我们就是需要一种苏醒，一种重新的醒过来。
We meet our physical needs by eating, by drinking, by getting some sleep, or sitting down and resting.
为了让我们的身体能够苏醒，我们就吃东西、睡觉、休息。
And it's amazing what it can do for us to get us up the next day and to give us more energy to keep living life.
所以很奇妙的是，当你吃了东西、休息了以后，第二天你又精力充沛，很精神饱满了。
Sometimes I go to sleep feeling so exhausted, I don't feel like I have an ounce of energy to do anything else.
有时候牧师上床的时候就觉得已经累得都不行了，一点一点的力气都没有了。
Or I sit down after I haven't eaten for a long time and I'm just so drained of energy that I can't even think about doing anything.
当他很饿的时候，他坐在那里就觉得自己什么也做不了。
But God has designed our physical bodies to be renewed and revived, and He's done so with the spiritual aspect of our life as well.
但是神给我们的这个身体是这样造了，就是说我们可以通过吃东西休息来使这个身体能够重新有活力，同样我们的精神世界，我们的灵命也是如此。
The Bible is food for our soul. It's living water that will make us never thirst again.
圣经就是我们灵命的食粮，是我们能够不停的能够重新有活力。
Jesus himself invites us to come to him. He says, Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls.
就像耶稣曾经说过，你们这些疲惫饥渴的人都到他那里去，他会给我们有安息。
Have you had that experience where you've opened up the Bible and you just felt that you've had a weary soul and it's revived your spirits in those ways?
你们有没有感觉过曾经打开圣经的时候已经是心身疲惫，但是读了圣经以后就觉得突然又有了活力了。
Well, Psalmist goes on in verse 7 of Psalm 19, and he says this second statement. He says, The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
第七节下半句说，耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
There are a number of terms that are used for God's word in the Bible. We hear them referenced to as law, commands, statutes, precepts.
就圣经里面提到神的法律的时候，有很多的词，像训词、法律、法律法等等。
They all represent the word of God, His commands and His instruction for our life and His word to us.
它们都代表神给我们关于我们生活的规定和命令。
And here he tells us a third type of word he gives us in the second half of verse 7.
在第七节下半节提到神告诉我们的第三种话语就是
He says he gives us instructing words. He wants to teach us things about life from the Bible.
神给我们教导督责的话语，因为神想要教导我们如何过我们的生活。
Imagine if we took every one of you here today and we added up all the things that you know, all the knowledge that you have.
假设今天把在座所有人的知识都集中在一起。
And we put it all together in a giant book.
写成一本书。
I mean, that would be a pretty amazing book, I would guess.
那肯定是一本很了不起的书。
Because many of you here know many things about a variety of different subjects.
因为在座各位都有很广的知识面，你们的知识加在一起就是很多了。
I know a lot about sports, about photography, about military history and gardening.
牧师本人他知道很多关于体育、摄影、军事、历史的事情。
All things that won't get me very far in life necessarily.
虽然这些知识都无法让牧师能有什么更好的生活。
But I find them all to be fascinating.
但是牧师觉得这些知识都很有意思。
When it comes to the Bible, oftentimes we think, well, what can I learn from the Bible that will really apply to my life today?
所以当我们打开圣经的时候，我们就要想一想，我们从圣经里面能够学到什么知识，能够帮助我们今日的生活呢？
What I think is so amazing about the Bible is how it speaks to so many different issues in our life right now.
圣经的了不起的地方就是它能告诉我们关于生活中各个层面的事情。
The Bible tells us about how to find purpose in our life.
它告诉我们如何找到我们生命的意义。
The Bible speaks a lot about relationships, about marriage, about dating.
也教导我们关于人与人相处、夫妻的关系或者甚至是、年轻人的、交往。
In an age where so many families experience challenges in marriage and people experience challenges in relationships with other people, there's great knowledge in the Bible that God wants to share with us about that.
对那些、与人交往有困难或者自己家庭里面遇到问题的人来说，圣经是一个、绝好的帮助。
The Bible teaches us a lot about money, something that many people are having intense thoughts about these days.
圣经也教导我们如何管理钱财。
The Bible teaches how you can make money, how you should save money, how you should spend your money, and how you should give your money.
也告诉我们如何挣钱，如何省钱，如何投资，如何去花钱。
The Bible teaches us about how to deal with some of the pressures and emotional problems in our life, like guilt, worry, fear.
它也告诉我们如何处理生活中的一些、难事，比如说我们的一些、遇到一些危机或者、心情不好的时候啊等等。
The Bible speaks to us as parents, those of us who have children, teaches us about how to discipline our children, how to point them towards God, how to prepare them for life.
他也教导做家长的如何、抚养子女，教导子女让他们能够成为使神喜悦的人。
Many of the subjects you will see in our newspapers today, the Bible speaks to.
你们在报纸上面能看到的那些东西，圣经里面都有教导。
It speaks about death. It speaks about war. It speaks about homosexuality.
他甚至提到、人的生死、战争、和平或者甚至是同性恋的问题。
The Bible is so thorough and so relevant, it even talks about tattoos.
他是如此的、这个、细致入微，什么都讲，甚至他有讲到关于刺身身上的、身上的花纹身上那个。
Just imagine all the instruction that God wants to give us and all the things that he has to teach us from his word that perhaps we're missing out on.
你们就想一想神他、苦口婆心的想要告诉你这些事情你怎么能够 错过呢
In the book of Hosea chapter 4 God gives us this verse He says my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge
何西阿书里面讲到神曾经感叹我的民已经被毁了因为他们没有知识
Can you imagine how not knowing the things that God wants us to know could be even potentially destructive to our lives.
你们想一想，如果神想告诉你的知识你不知道的话，其实对我们的生活是起到一个破坏性的作用。
Well, back in Psalm 19, the psalmist gives us some more words that God wants to speak to our lives.
在诗篇十九篇里面，神还提到他的一些别的话语。
In verse 8, he says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart."
第八节讲到耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
There are great words of encouragement that you can find in the Bible beyond just words of instruction.
这就是说，在圣经里面，你也能找到鼓舞人心的话语。
The Bible isn't just meant for our minds to inform our minds; it's also meant to transform our hearts.
圣经不仅是来教导我们怎么如何思考，它也是告诉我们如何改变我们的心灵。
Within the Bible, we find words of hope, words of joy, words of promise, words of God's presence with us.
在圣经里面，你能找到希望，还有神对我们的应许。
Psalmist goes on in the second half of verse 8, he says, "The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes."
第八节的下半部分说，耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
And I'm so thankful to have a light in this dark world that we live in.
在这个黑暗的时代，能有一线亮光，是多么的令我们感激啊。
If you listen to the news very long, if you look around at much of the pain and the problems that are going on in our world, it can seem like a pretty dark place.
如果我们只看新闻，看到那些让人气愤、伤心的事情的话，我们就会意识到这个世界是多么的黑暗。
How valuable it is when you're in deep darkness to have a source of light to guide your path.
当你在深深的黑暗里面看到那一线亮光，指引你前方的路，那是多么的好啊！
I remember years ago when we lived in California, we went to a large cave in a national park out in California.
许多年以前，牧师和朋友曾经到加州一个国家公园里面有一个洞穴去探险。
There was a pretty large group of us, so maybe about the size of this gathering here today, and a guide took us down a long tunnel into this large room in this cave.
他们一群有很多人，就像我们今天到教会这些人一样多，这么一大群人，他们有一个向导，向导就带领他们通过一条长长的隧道，降到了一个地下一个很宽大的一个洞穴里面。
And they had run electricity into the cave, so there were lights all the way along, so people could see where they were going.
洞里面已经通了电，还有灯，使人们能够看到他们脚下的路。
There were all kinds of fascinating formations that the water and the rocks had made within the cave.
洞里面有很多奇异的岩石，还有那些钟乳石。
Then she took us to a large cavern kind of room like this, and we all stood around in a circle in there.
在一个很大像大厅一样的洞穴里面，他们那天去的人就站成一排。
And then she turned the lights off and asked us if we could find our way out.
然后向导就把灯关掉，让大家自己找路出去。
It was a pretty scary experience for a moment or two.
那时候大家都觉得吓了一跳。
I don't think you've ever been in such utter darkness where you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face.
没有人曾经在如此这种伸手不见五指的黑暗中待过。
And then at one point, after we were thoroughly scared out of our wits, she turned on a small flashlight.
当这些人都已经吓得鸡飞狗跳的时候，这向导就点亮了一个小的手电。
And that light was enough, no matter how small it was, no matter how vast the darkness, to have light.Gave us a point of reference and it gave us hope.
虽然那只是一个小小的亮光，但是在当时那个情景那样的黑暗下面，给了当时所有人都有很大的希望。
The Bible can light our way in the same way as we look at what sort of decisions should I make with my life.
圣经就是起到这种作用，能够告诉我们，我们面对人生的诸多问题要做如何的选择。
There are lots of messages being thrown around in our culture. Well, this is the way to live your life, or that's the way to live your life. This is the way to have a good relationship.
在我们今天的文化社会里面有各种各样的理论教导让我们这样做那样做。
How do we know what's right? How do we know what's wrong? How do we navigate our way in this dark and confusing world sometimes?
我们怎么知道什么是对，什么是错？我们怎么能在这种黑暗的时代也能够找到前方的路呢？
God says, "My word will be a light to your path."
神告诉我们，他的话语就是我们脚下的路。
Related to that, he tells us again in the Psalms in verse 9, this following promise.
并且在诗篇第九节里面他也讲到
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
耶和华的道理洁净存到永远，耶和华的典章真实全然公义。
In a world of uncertainty and untruth, there's one source of truth that we can trust, and we can trust it forever.
在这个谁也说不清明天会发生什么事的世界里面，只有一个事情是肯定的。
Much of life is pretty uncertain, isn't it?
人生无常，是不是？
Can you ever really be sure of very many things?
你能够对什么事情有十足的把握呢？
We can't be sure tomorrow whether the stock market will go up or whether it will go down.
没有人知道啊，股票明天会升还是会降。
I'm a big basketball fan, as you can tell from my tie here today.
牧师是一个篮球的球迷。
And I have a couple of college basketball teams that I like to root for every year.
他每年都会去追随一些球队。
But I can't be sure, even though they won last night, whether they're going to win again next week.
有些球队上礼拜赢了，但是谁也不能肯定他们下礼拜还会赢。
Many times we're not sure whether we'll even have a job by the end of the week.
好多人也不知道下周结束以后我们还有没有工作。
We're not sure if we'll wake up tomorrow and our bodies will be the same today or tomorrow. Maybe something will happen to us physically.
我们也不能完全肯定明天早上醒来的时候自己的身体还是和现在一样好。
We can't be sure that the people around us that we love and care about are always going to be there the next day for us either.
我们甚至也不能肯定我们今天爱的这些人明天也还会在那里。
And so in the midst of all this uncertainty, God says about the Bible, about His word, my word is sure.
在这些纷繁复杂无常的这种世界当中，神却告诉我们他的道理是存到永远。
He said it is eternal.
他说那是永远的，无穷无尽的。
It's a truth that you can trust.
是我们可以信任的真理。
I read in your church bulletin this afternoon.
今天牧师看到我们的教会的。
You have a statement that you're pursuing for the year as your theme for the year, spiritual theme for the year.
那是我们今年的主题。
And that statement is sanctified by the truth and growing through serving.
是因真理成圣，借侍奉成长。
You should know this. How will we be sanctified by the truth if we don't read it and learn it?
我们怎么样啊？借真理成圣，如果我们连真理是什么都不知道呢？
The truth we read in the newspaper won't sanctify us.
我们在报纸上读到的所谓真理不会使我们成圣。
The truth we hear from Oprah Winfrey won't sanctify us.
你们看电视节目啊，那些节目里面那些人说的东西也不会使你们成圣。
The truth you see in the latest movie or that comes out in the latest book won't sanctify you. Only God's word is truth that can sanctify us.
你们读的畅销书看的电影也都不能使你们成圣。
That's why it's so important.To learn to understand how God speaks to us through His Word, and then be able to understand how we can be better listeners to His Word.
所以我们知道神对我们讲的真理，那是多么的重要。
He shares two more types of words that He speaks to us from Psalm 19. The next one is in verse 10.
第十节讲到。
He says, "Your words are more precious than gold." than much pure gold. They're sweeter than honey from the comb.
说比金子更可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
Think of the most valuable thing you can think of in the world, as far as cost, and think of the most delicious thing you can think of as far as taste in eating.
你们想一想，在世界上你能想到的最最最宝贵的东西，还有最最最好吃的东西。
And that's what the psalmist is comparing the Bible to here in this metaphor.
在经节里面就是这样对比，对比神的话语。
Things haven't changed too much. I still think gold is probably one of the best investments you can make today financially.
今天的行市也没有变化太大，还是金子还是投资的最好的项目。
If I had my choice of eating something with sugar in it versus, say, some vegetables or some tofu, I'll choose sugar any day.
如果让牧师选择豆腐、蔬菜还是一些甜食的话，他还会选择甜的东西。
And the psalmist tells us through these metaphors that God's word is valuable, it's desirable for our lives.
所以诗篇就用这种对这种比喻来告诉我们，神的话语是多么的珍贵。
Then he wraps up this discussion of the word of God in verse 11 with one more type of word God speaks to us.
然后十一节告诉我们，最后神还会告诉我们什么样的话语呢？
He says, by them, by his words, is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
说况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
There are words of life for your life here, and there are words that can show us how to have eternal life with God.
这些都是让我们得生命的话语，而且得的是永恒不变的生命。
There is great reward as we hear God's word, as we respond to it and act on God's word.
当我们听到神的话语，并且有所反应的时候，我们便会受到赏赐。
I heard a story about a set of parents who were trying to help their son understand how valuable and rewarding God's word could be and reading it in his life could be.
有一个故事讲到，有一对父母为了教育他们的儿子，说读神的话语是多么的好。
He was going off for his first semester in college, and they packed his Bible in his suitcase and sent it off to college with him.
这个儿子去离家上大学的时候，父母就把一本圣经放到他的行李箱里面。
Every time he would call home, they would encourage him and say, "Son, you should be reading your Bible."
每次儿子打电话回家，父母就说，儿子啊，你要好好读圣经啊。
They would point him to Psalm 23. They'd say, Psalm 23 is a great psalm for you, and that could really bring you a lot of help to your life.
他们对儿子说，诗篇二十三篇对你是很好的，会给你带来好处。
And he would always say, oh, yeah, I know, I'll get around to reading it.
那儿子就应付说，好啊好啊，我会读的。
And then he'd always ask him to send some money.
然后呢，他儿子又会向父母要钱。
He'd say, you know, I need some money to go buy some pizza and to go out with my friends. And every time he'd call home, he'd ask them for money.
每次他给家里打电话都是要钱，要这个要那个。
Every time he asked them for money, they'd tell him, son, are you reading your Bible?
每次儿子要钱的时候，父母就说，你有没有看你的圣经啊？
Well, it came that after a few months, the parents went and visited their son there at his room in college.
几个月以后，父母到校园去看望他们的儿子。
One of the first things the father said, son, I'm really disappointed, that you have never opened your Bible or read it this entire time.
他们一见到儿子就说，哎呀，我们真的很失望，你从来都没有读过我们给你那本圣经。
And son said, well, how did you know that I haven't been reading my Bible?
那儿子说，你怎么知道我没读？
The father opened it up and he said, take a look at Psalm 23.
父亲就把圣经打开，翻到二十三篇，说：“你看看诗篇二十三篇。”
There tucked in the pages of Psalm 23 was a $100 bill.
是夹在那一页里面有一个一百块钱的钞票。
His son had missed out on the material rewards of opening up his Bible.
这个儿子因为他从来不打开圣经，他就错过了这个物质的奖励。
But he'd actually missed out on much more as well.
他错过了，其实比这一百块钱要多得多。
Because these words of God are valuable words. They're life-giving words, rewarding words.
因为啊，这些都是神赐我们生命的话语。
The second aspect I want to look at with you briefly today, then, is if we know all of these types of words that God wants to speak to our lives, how does He actually speak through the Bible to us?
第二个方面要讲的就是，如果我们知道了这些知识以后，我们就要想一想，那神到底是怎么对我们讲话的呢？
And I'd like to look at another passage with you from the New Testament, from the book of 2 Peter, to help answer that.
我们再看一看新约里面彼得后书里面的一个章节。
2 Peter is toward the back, right before Revelation and 1 John.
彼得后书在比较靠后的地方，在启示录前面，约翰一书的前面。
In this passage, Peter talks about where the Bible came from. How did we get the scriptures that we have today that we know as the Word of God?
这一节就是彼得告诉我们圣经是怎么写成的，是怎么来的。
He begins in 2 Peter 1, verse 16.
彼得后书一章十六节。
He says, We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
He's basically saying, we didn't make this up. This isn't some story that a bunch of people decided to just write down and make up.
他就是告诉我们说，圣经不是他们瞎编出来的。
He says, we were there. We were with Jesus. We saw what he did. We heard what he taught. We saw him be crucified and rise from the dead.
彼得这里告诉我们，他们写的东西都是他们亲眼所见，因为他们曾经亲眼见到耶稣如何为我们去十字架上。
It goes on in verse 17, says, For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
17节讲到，他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Peter's saying, God's voice spoke from heaven. If you remember the time this happened, it was when Jesus was being baptized.And his voice from heaven came authenticating that Jesus was from God and Jesus was blessed by God and anointed by God.
彼得就是向我们讲，当时在耶稣受洗的时候，天上有神的声音传出来，因为神要让世人知道耶稣是他的爱子。
Peter says in verse 18, We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
十八节讲到，我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Then he goes on in verse 19, he says, We have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
19节说，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
And here he ties together what we know as the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在这里面，彼得把旧约、新约联系在一起。
He said our prophets had spoken hundreds and hundreds of years ago about God and about how He created the world and how He would send a Messiah or a Savior to us.
他告诉我们，在旧约里面，那些先知都曾经告诉我们，神是如何创造天地万物，并且都预言神将送他的儿子弥赛亚来拯救这世界。
Now He's connecting that with Jesus and all of God's words that are spoken through Jesus, saying, "Here is Jesus, the fulfillment of those prophecies in the Old Testament."
他就综合旧约的预言联系到耶稣的所行所说的话，告诉我们耶稣就是这个被预言的人。
And then these last two verses are really the key to how did God speak through men to give us his words in the Bible.
接下两节是很重要，就是告诉我们神是如何通过圣经对我们讲话。
It says, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation, For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随意肆意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
God is showing us here that He spoke His word to various people, and He called them to record that word and showed them what to write. They wrote that, and He preserved it through the Holy Spirit, and that is what we have today as the Word of God, as the Bible that you hold in your hands.
神告诉我们，他曾经感动不同的人，让他们通过不同的渠道把他神圣灵的感动写出来，编成这本圣经。
When we talk about how does God speak through the Bible, then the first way He does it is with this phrase that we say God spoke.
所以我们知道，就是圣经是神所说的话，神已经说出来了。
He gave us this word hundreds of years ago. It's the word that now sits in front of you.
神在几千年前就说过这个话，今天这个话就出现在我们的眼前。
And He tells us that this word is all we need for life, and that after He gave us this word, He stopped speaking authoritatively, because now we're not adding onto the Bible a new book every few years.
他话一出口，他就不会再说了，因为他要说的都已经说了。
There are actually commands several places in the Bible about the seriousness for people who take God's word and would take away from it or try to add on to it.
如果人根据自己的需要随意篡改圣经，随意增减的话，圣经也告诉我们这个严重性。
That's one of the reasons why Christians don't recognize, say, the Book of Mormon as an authoritative book. Because the Mormons claim that that book is equal to the Bible, that it is also a word from God.
所以基督徒都不承认摩门教的圣经，因为摩门教的圣经里面有他们随意增加的内容。
When we say God spoke, we mean that His authoritative word for all of mankind ended with the recording of the last books of the Bible.
当神把他要说的说了以后，这些记录在圣经上以后，神就不会再往圣经上加减新的内容了。
So for me to come to you today as a pastor and say, God is telling you that you all know need to go into the fellowship hall after the service and drink some Kool-Aid with me.
如果牧师今天对会众说，神告诉我，散会以后大家都去一个地方一起喝一点东西。
And we'll all kill ourselves like several of the cults have done over the last 20 years.
然后我们大家就都服毒自尽，一起自杀。
Those are dangerous grounds to stand on when we try to add on to God's authoritative word.
这些都是因为被人篡改了神的本意，毒害了当时那些邪教的会众。
And it's so important that we learn the content of the Bible, and we learn to be able to understand it and how to study it for ourselves, because that forms the foundation of how God speaks to us then.
所以我们就要好好读圣经，能够养成读圣经的习惯，并且学习如何从圣经里面找到知识。
It would be easy to say, well, I think God told me this as I was reading the Bible, but as we have a good understanding of what it actually says, then we're able to allow it to be applied to our lives in very individual ways. It may touch us where we are today.
许多人都会说我们读经的时候学到了这个那个，但是如果我们真的会学的话，我们就会把学到读到的能够应用到我们的日常生活中，能够帮助我们成为更加讨神喜悦的人。
And after we say that God spoke, the second part of how God communicates to us through the Bible is this phrase, God speaks.
我们刚才讲就是神的话已经发出就已经写在那里，现在我们要说的就是神还在向我们讲话。
While he spoke once for all time through his authoritative word, he continues to use the Bible today to speak to our hearts and to speak to our lives in very individual ways.
虽然他的话已经都说出来记录下来以一种权威的方式揭示给世人看，但是在今天他还是不停地对我们每个人讲话的。
How many times have you ever been in a church service and you've listened to a sermon and you've walked away thinking, that message was just for me?
你们有没有这样的经历？你们到教会来听到讲道，你们就觉得讲道是针对你的事情讲的。
I've had people tell me over the years, Pastor, have you been reading my email?
有人曾经问牧师说，你是不是看了我的 email?
Do you know what's going on in my life?
你怎么能知道我生活中发生这些事情呢？
Because the words you shared today from the Bible are exactly what I need to hear.
因为你今天分享了神的话语，就是真的是我非常需要的。
Or have you ever had an experience of opening up the Bible yourself? Maybe you're reading it at home, and a passage just jumps off the page that instructs you or encourages you about where you are.
你们有没有这样的经历？你们打开圣经读的时候，突然某一些经节就特别的显眼，能够说到你们心里去。
I remember the first time I started to read the Bible on my own, it was when I was in college as a young college student.
牧师第一次自己读圣经是在大学的时候。
I remember getting up one morning.And deciding, you know, people have been telling me for several years as a new Christian, you should read your Bible.
因为他有一天早上醒来，突然意识到，就像很多人曾经敦促他那样，作为一个基督徒，他应该去读圣经。
And I went to church and heard people talk about the Bible.
他去教会的聚会的时候，听到人们谈论圣经。
I even went to some Bible studies and studied the Bible with some other people.
他也曾经去聚会，和大家一起查经。
But I'd never really opened it up on a regular basis and read it for myself.
但是他从来没有自己这样自主自愿的打开圣经来读。
And I'll never forget the first day I opened up to the book of Romans chapter 1 and I read through that chapter and God spoke to me about things that were going on in my life through some of those verses.
他记得那天早上他就随便打开圣经翻到罗马书第一章。就读了下去，就觉得每一句都是在神在对他讲话。
It was so encouraging and so amazing that the next day I got up and I read Romans chapter 2.
因为他是深受鼓舞，第二天他就打开了罗马书第二章，接着读。
God met me there in a very relevant way as well.
神第二天也以同样的方式，每一句都讲到他心里。
So the next day I got up and I read Romans chapter 3.
然后第三天他就开始看罗马书第三章。
30 years later, I'm still reading the Bible.
30年以后，他还在读同一本圣经。
I'm hooked.
他是已经上瘾了。
Because I've seen so many times that God has used His word to speak different things into my life.
因为他亲身经历到好多次，神都是通过他的圣经来对自己讲话。
I'll share a last passage with you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12.
再和大家分享希伯来书四章十二节。
It tells us this, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the hearts and the attitudes of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
I want to offer two challenges to you today about how you could apply a message like this.
所以今天我就敦促大家两件事情。
One is that you.Would seek to open God's word. If he has these valuable words, these rewarding words, encouraging words, instructing words, enlightening words to speak to your hearts, won't you daily open it up and feed yourself from his word?
第一，我就是想请求大家，如果圣经能够给我们这些启迪启示，能够让我们苏醒，让我们有教导、督责、鼓舞我们，使我们能够明白事理的话，那我就请你们每天都打开圣经来读一读。
The second encouragement is this: if you open it up and you're not sure what you're reading, you don't understand it.I encourage you to find a place to study the Bible where you can learn more about how to understand it.
第二个请求就是，如果你打开圣经也看了，但是觉得看不懂的话，就请你找一个团契一起学习圣经。
I know your church has adult Sunday school classes. You have some small group Bible studies. There are opportunities here to learn to grow deeper in your knowledge of the Bible, and it's so exciting to do that with other people as well.
我知道你们教会有主日学，还有各种查经小组，就求你们找一个适合自己情况的找一个好的团契，大家一起学习就更有益处。
At Hope Church, I'm offering a seminar as well that Tim will tell you about in the announcements that we'd love to invite you to in April about how to understand and study the Bible.
在四月份，牧师会开办一个讲座，告诉大家如何明白圣经。
We'll talk about some of the specific ways to read the Bible, how the whole Bible fits together, what its main themes are.
我们会讲一些关于如何读经的教导，并且告诉大家圣经的各章节是如何可以串起来看的。
And how to make sense out of some of the things that are confusing when you read the Bible and be able to apply it to your life today.
并且也可以告诉我们如何去研读圣经里面那些看似比较让人疑惑的东西。
Psalm 119:18 tells us, "Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law."
诗篇一百一十八篇。十八节说，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
And that's my prayer for all of us today, that God would give us a thirst and a hunger for His Word, and that as you open the Bible, that you would see wonderful things in His Word for your life today.
那就是今天我为我们大家的祷告，当神给我们预备这些奇妙的话语的时候，就请我们打开圣经，找到他们。
Let's pray together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you are a God who communicates to us today.
主啊，我们感谢你，你今天亲自向我们讲话。
You take the timeless truths of your word in the Bible.
你把圣经里面经久不衰的真理告诉我们。
As we read them,Through the Holy Spirit, you desire to help us understand them and then apply them to our lives.
当我们读这些话语的时候，你送给我们圣灵，帮助我们理解。
So Lord, we ask you today to help us to understand your word.
我们今天就求你帮助我们理解你的话语。
We ask you to help us to be better listeners of your word.
求你帮助我们成为更好的倾听你的话语的人。
Well, we see its value in our lives. There are so many times we get distracted and caught up in the busyness of life.
当我们遇到生命中那些让我们走偏的地方的时候，
We confess to you today that perhaps the Bible is one of the last things we think of looking at.
我们就只有手上的圣经可以依靠。
But Lord, I pray that you just renew our passion to seek you in your word.
我们求你使我们能够恢复我们对圣经的喜爱。
Show us the great riches and the valuable things that are there in it for us each day.
每天都能够告诉我们圣经里面那些博大精深的道理。
Help it to be our spiritual food.
并且让我们从圣经里面找到属灵的粮食。
For you have told us, man shall not live on bread alone.
因为你曾经告诉我们，人不能只靠食物活着。
But on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
而是靠从你嘴里发出的言语而活。
We pray this all in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen。